Please won't you be my neighbor? Neighbor and friend.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. I agree. This is, for those of you at home, I'm staring directly upon delicious foods that we're going to eat later. And I'm surprised that I could say we have delicious foods in the hungry brain, so that's fun. Claudio isn't here yet. Thanks for interrupting, Jude. I appreciate the audience participation. Okay, Kanye West is God. Let's be honest with each other. Kanye West is the second coming of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our one true God. He wears red. He looks like Eddie Murphy. He's got 30 women behind him doing nothing but ballerina moves for no reason. He's got two beautiful women holding flags on stage for no reason. He does all the cocaine he wants. He uses drum machines to make awesome music. He rhymes about his butthole. He talks about Saturday Night Live and about how they suck, and then goes on Saturday Night Live, does all the cocaine he wants with all of these women. Kanye West knows how to spend money. I want to be like Kanye West. I think I have a few things going for me. We both have W as the first letter of our last name. Kanye West's mother passed away on the plastic surgeon's table. My mother drank a gallon of vodka from a plastic bottle and passed out on the table. That's similar. We're both from Chicago. We both have tattoos of all the hit songs that we produced. He's got about 12. I haven't produced any yet, but I'm going to get a lot of them. I'm going to have like 30 tattoos. Just going to be Kanye West remixes. Kevin's taking photos right now. How you doing, Kevin? You want me to pose? I never pose for photos. You think I should? Is this good? Good? Remember Pete Rose, Kevin? You don't like sports. Kanye West, Kevin. Do you like Kanye West? You don't like Kanye West. I think you hate our Lord and Savior, Kanye West. Kanye West produced a song called The Death of Auto-Tune. He released an album the same year, All of Auto-Tune. He's full of contradictions. He's got lines in his hair, and he's not Puerto Rican. That's insane. Listen, I got this shitty mustache. I feel real rapey. I don't want to feel rapey. I want to feel powerful and confident like Kanye West. So I'm trying to think, what can I do to be more like Kanye West? What can I do, Esmeralda? You got any ideas?
No.
Okay. I got one idea. Jeremy, you got any ideas? No. That's why we don't give the microphone to the piano player. He never has any good ideas. But no, that's R. Kelly. I'm not going to trap myself in a closet. I don't think gay people should be in a closet, unlike some people I know.
What are you looking at me for?
I know you. You're always in closets, trying to lock other people in them. You know who doesn't lock people in closets? Kanye West. What can I do to be more like Kanye West? Number one, I'm going to start a fast friendship with Jay-Z. This Friday, on Twitter, I'm going to fast friend Jay-Z. Number two, I'm going to take a song that's about rims and make them about breasts like Kanye West did. Sonny, you know that song? Put some rims on these bitch. He changed it to put some D's on this bitch, which I like more. I like breasts more than cars. I'm like Kanye West. Here's what I'm going to do. The only thing I could figure out to be more like Kanye West is to get my mom plastic surgery, hope for the best, and then release an awesome album with Justin Bieber like Kanye West just did. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a wonderful, wonderful show tonight. We have Michael Gebert from Sky Full of Bacon. You should really clap for that because he has all of these delicious foods. We have the comic stylings of Ryan Buds, who's a very funny stand-up. And we have the music of Katie Jo Knob. Esmeralda Leone's up here. Jeremy Tromberg's over there. Jeremy, will you play some songs while I walk over? There you go, buddy. Jeremy Tromberg, everybody. Jeremy Tromberg is a very beautiful piano player, and more importantly, a beautiful man. So cash in on that while you can, buddy. Esmeralda, how you doing?
I'm good.
I'm
excited.
Why are you excited?
Because I get to eat stuff.
Oh, we get to eat stuff. Esmeralda and I do a podcast from my tiny West Town apartment, and we talk about food way too much.
And murder.
And murder.
As you pointed out earlier.
All we do is talk about murder and food.
And murder.
So I go, Esmeralda, who should we book? And she goes, book this guy. He's good. And I go, well, I want to murder people. She goes, shut the fuck up and book Michael. So we did. And Esmeralda and I have many food stories. Do you want to tell the people one of our food stories?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about this today in honor of our first guest. I was thinking of food stuff. And one of the first stories doesn't involve you. It involves when I was younger, I was essentially tricked into eating brains.
Brains?
Yeah, cow brains. They told me it was tofu.
How did
it was all white and squishy like tofu.
How old were you?
I was like 8 or 9.
How did you know what tofu was at 8 or 9?
Because I live a cultured life, Brandon.
But you ate...
I eat tofu. Yeah. No, they told me it was fucking tofu, and I ate it happily. So, I was stupid.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Would you eat it again?
Probably.
So
that didn't teach me anything. But I was tricked into it. I was still tricked into it, goddammit. That's all. Do you have a story?
I don't have any stories ever.
Okay.
I just set up microphones and hope for the best.
Then this story you'll like.
Ooh, I will?
I always bring this one up. Brandon is my food buddy. He's my eating buddy. We eat a lot of things together. And there was this particular time we decided to eat fried chicken from Popeye's. So we got, I believe it was like a 10-piece.
Yeah.
It was
this is when you still had a car before you crashed it.
Yeah.
You're known to crash cars because you're in a hurry to get through drive-thrus.
Popeye's.
That's exactly what happened. That's just true.
So we go to fucking Popeye's. We take
Why
it
did
to
you
your
have
house.
To swear? We didn't
it's
have an
Popeye's.
We didn't have an explicit rating until right now. Well, fuck this cunt.
No, so we go to Popeye's. We go to his house, and I believe we were in the dark eating Popeye's. So we ate 5 pieces each,
yeah,
plus the side of mashed potatoes and gravy and the, 4 biscuits they give you? So two a piece. And so we gorged ourselves on Popeye's, and then we just passed out on the couch in the dark.
So we're like,
I thought it was amazing. That is I still think about it.
It's really great that we're not like fuck buddies. We're food buddies.
Eating buddies.
Because we both have significant others that don't understand this.
No, I actually think John my boyfriend.
Not my boyfriend. He's your boyfriend.
He wishes he was my eating buddy.
No, John can't. Kelsey's my girlfriend.
He can't be my eating buddy.
No, Kelsey can't be my eating. There's just too much shame you feel.
Exactly.
But me and you, baby, we don't got that shame.
We can eat Popeyes till the day is long.
And that's why we can't bang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and we're really fat now from eating Popeyes. We're just too fat for each other.
Thanks. I appreciate it. We ate so much, we couldn't fit into the holes.
There's a barrier of Popeyes.
There's just all this Popeyes grease. We just slide off of each other. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, it's not real fat. It's Popeyes grease.
I've slept with you almost as much as I slept with my girlfriend on accident from food coma. That's insane.
Just lying next to you like, drooling on ourselves.
We've done this in restaurants, people. I hope
we have. So
we got to get really rich so we can get like Orson Welles fat and people think it's cool.
And people could feed us.
Yeah.
That's what or a machine or just something.
That's Homer in hell. You wish for Homer in hell's existence.
Well, it's not my hell. It's my heaven.
All right. Before we're famished up here and we really need some food. So without further ado, coming to the stage is a very good food writer and blogger. And when I say blogger, I don't mean annoying blog. He does a video blog, and it's delicious, and it makes you want to eat good food. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage, Michael Gabbert. Please play him on, Jeremy. There you go, sir.
Hello there.
Is it on?
Am I on?
On. Could everyone hear him?
I'm reverberating. I can tell.
Okay. Michael, you run a food blog.
Run one?
But don't you
make
run Sky
You make it sound like it's this operation with like 40 people.
It is an operation.
And I have an office where I bark at them over a loudspeaker.
Why? Yeah. You don't abuse the workers?
I want those comments approved now.
Yeah. You don't do that?
No.
Then why even do anything? That's the only reason why I get out of bed in the morning, to abuse others in an office setting.
Well, that's what the internet is for. I abuse them on the internet.
I don't like the internet. I don't trust it. It's got a lot of things going on.
It's easy. It's in my basement.
The internet's in your basement?
It's in my basement. It comes to my house. And I type on it all day, and somehow I think this is a rewarding life.
Is this a rewarding life?
Marginally.
What can make it better?
fancy food assignments with expense accounts where I write, you know, those like Savour articles about Christmas in Nepal,
mm-hmm.
as if this is like my 12th one that I'm writing about, you know, just sort of casually toss off, you know, one time when the Dalai Lama was stuffing the turkey, you know, and Jacques Pepin was helping, you know, that.
I don't think you know about religious figures, sir, because
yeah, I was going to say, does the Dalai Lama even eat turkey?
No, he doesn't. Also, did the Dalai Lama do any manual labor whatsoever?
At my house, he'd eat turkey.
Oh, okay.
He makes the gravy.
So, really, you're just saying you hate... I can't top Merle. Okay. I'm not a food person. I like crap food. You like good food.
I like crap food, too.
What kind of crap food do you like?
You know,
Make me feel not as bad about my diet.
I have a deep love for Long John Silver's, frankly.
Oh, I love Long John Silver's.
Although,
you want to go after the show? You want to just fucking close this shit now and head over to Harlem Avenue?
Everybody! you know, although, actually, I just went to North Carolina, and I had, like, real good hush puppies for the first time in my life, and I'm kind of terrified that that's pretty much ruined Long John Silver's for me now.
I don't think you could ruin that for me. Long John Silver's, LJS.
LJS, yes.
That's an awful acronym. It doesn't roll off the tongue
at
all.
I think what it came from was suddenly they dropped all the pirate stuff because I'm sure they got one letter from a mom about how, you know, I hardly think pirates are a suitable role model for my children when dining in your restaurant. You know,
so I wouldn't call that a restaurant or dining or food.
You get to ring the bell if it was good.
No.
I haven't heard the bell go off I've in never, like 20 years.
I didn't even know that. That's why they have a bell. I didn't know they
Something
had a bell.
Like that.
Why did my voice get high, Michael? Explain my throat. Go.
It's the thought of malt vinegar.
There it is. Yeah, I like your bullshitting abilities. Okay. Why did you start this? Because we're talking about Sky Full of Bacon here.
Yeah, Sky Full of Bacon, my video blog. Well, you know, when I first got a video camera when my first son was born.
That's not nearly as important as documenting hush puppies, let's
exactly,
be honest.
Exactly, exactly. Well, you know, I
do you refer to your boys as hush puppies?
As hush puppies, yeah, pretty much. sous chefs, actually. You know, I had the video camera, and like every parent, I took interminable hours of video of my kids.
Yeah, that didn't happen in my household. So not like every parent, Michael. Okay. Just because you're a supportive parent doesn't mean everyone is, okay?
Like many parents.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I just thought, well, I had to do something better than, you know, with this piece of equipment than, like, you know, pointed at a baby who's just sitting there drooling for an hour. And so.
Yeah, what has a baby ever cooked that's been delicious?
Exactly. So I just, you know, I went with some friends down to Maxwell Street, which, you know, has all the, like, Mexican food stands and things like that, and shot a documentary about Maxwell Street, turning the camera off whenever somebody made a really worried face like, oh, my God, it's immigration. And
are you from immigration?
I was not, no.
That's good. You're calming fears.
Yeah.
I added a syllable to the word fears.
Fears. I was wondering what that word actually was. Yeah. So, I don't know. I thought food's a cool subject. It's, you know, there's a lot of action going on. There's, you know, it's pretty to look at if the light hits it right, you know, all those kind of things. So I just started making videos about food.
Speaking of action, behind me is Jeremy and Esmeralda trying to figure out Esmeralda's toaster oven.
Out.
The light went out. Well, it's hot.
It's toasted a little bit and then it just stopped.
It's toasted a little bit and then it stopped. What are we doing right now?
Do we blow the fuse already? Maybe.
I don't know. Figure it out.
We'll just bake it.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Just
put it under the lights and it'll work. Really quick.
So I just brought some food oddities from around town. I mean, I just think, you know, this is such a great city for so many different and strange ethnic cultures and stuff like that. So I just kind of went around on Saturday and gathered up some oddball things. The first one, if we can get the...
we'll get it to work.
The toaster oven to work here, is lardo, which is... Sometimes,
Larda?
Lardo. It's
Lardo.
Sometimes called, given like a euphemistic name, like white prosciutto or something like that. Don't kid yourself. It's fat. It is pure.
So you're going to give everyone fat.
Everyone is going to get some fat.
That's
yes.
Awesome.
I've been dreaming about this. Like the second you said that he was bringing lardo, I peed myself. Because I've been wanting to taste lardo for
Is
a
it
while.
Hard to find?
Some yes.
Do you think I should get credit for holding back on a sexual joke when she said I've been wanting to taste lardo for a long time?
I did think it kind of tied into the opening.
Yeah. I stopped myself.
In a nice way. Yeah. So this, you know, this is it's a kind of a traditional Italian food, but it's one of those things that just, you know, the idea, I'll be very impressed with everyone who actually picks up white, unmistakable fat. I mean, it's probably less fat than, like, is in your, you know, caramel macchiato from Starbucks or something like that. But just the idea of, like, actually putting fat like that in your mouth is so taboo in our society now, I think. And it's just, you know, it's a great thing. Just, this is good, healthy pork fat. What could be better?
I don't think anything about that is healthy.
It's good for you.
How is it good for you? Besides, like, the soul, but whatever, that doesn't exist. What's good about lardo in your system? I'm going to eat it, don't get me wrong. I'm going to enjoy it.
I don't know, there's various boring nutritional theories about how eating natural fats helps you regulate fat and stuff like that, but I don't care. I mean, it's just, it's like, it tastes good. It's beautiful. You know, this is what the guys who quarried the marble for Michelangelo's sculptures ate.
I'm assuming that they were slaves and couldn't afford anything else.
No, they were peasants.
That's fine, like peasants. Not, they, not were poor.
They were
so
poor.
So we're eating the McDonald's of the 1500s.
Right, yeah. The Lord got the nice stuff, and that's not working, is it?
It's hot. I can feel the heat.
It's Jeremy's toaster oven, by the way.
Jeremy, your toaster oven's broken. Thanks for ruining the entire show and everyone's lard experience.
Can we still eat the lardo?
Yeah, it won't have the beautiful, like, okay, melting into the bread thing, but that's okay.
You do the video blog, but you also write about where you eat. Usually it's where you eat out.
Yeah, but also about making stuff. I mean, I wrote about making the lardo. You can see the complete process of making what you're going to do. You can pretty much spend all of tomorrow contemplating the lardo that you eat tonight.
I spent way too many hours while at work on your website.
I can understand that.
Very enjoyable. But I still don't understand why you would want to do this. I don't get it. Why not just eat the lardo and, like, say, I'm done? What makes you want to write about this? Because you also have another book that's a little bit older here that has nothing to do with food, which is the Encyclopedia of Movie Awards by you.
Yeah, I used to be, I mean, I'm very interested in film, but I used to, you know, write about film and do stuff about that. And it's like, if there's anything more pointless than writing about food, it's writing about film. I mean, there's really a subculture of, like, you know, pale-faced, ponytailed guys talking about Godard. But no healthy person should want to be part of that. So, you know, actually going out and being sociable over food, that's a huge step up.
Where's the cheapest place that has the best food in this area? We're in Roscoe Village for the listener at home.
I would go to Samitas Puebla, which is a Mexican sandwich shop.
Wouldn't it be great if it was Lithuanian food and it was called that?
Yeah, you know, I did a video about pretty much the last Lithuanian restaurant. So, you know, yeah, it would be really surprising if it was Lithuanian. Yeah. Well, that was called healthy food, so that's not that much.
Okay, where's the Pueblo?
It's like, I don't know, Kedzian North or something like that. It's not exactly close.
That's not close at all. You just put us in a dangerous neighborhood to get cheap food. Thanks a lot.
You could go have the dive bar vegan buffet over at Dragon Lady Lounge.
Yeah, you wrote about that for the Reader.
I wrote about it for the Reader, yeah.
That's insane. How'd you even find out about that place?
You know, I was actually looking on Yelp. I was looking for a sushi restaurant on Yelp. Just, you know, not that I actually thought anyone posting on Yelp would have something valuable to say about sushi, but that...
Has anyone posted on Yelp that's been valuable ever?
You know, what's valuable is it just alerts you to the existence of things. And
I agree.
You can go check it out.
I want to get, like, all negative Yelp reviews.
Right.
So actual people would like it.
Right, so everyone go out. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But, it, you know, and I just found this reference to a dive bar with a vegan buffet. And, you know, what could be better than that? And it was really...
Meat.
Yeah, true. It is pretty good. But it's, you know, other than lacking the meat, I mean, it pretty much, it's got, you know, a kind of scuzzy bar. It's got these very earnest vegans in there all eating the food. And
does it smell bad?
It kind of smells
not
like...
the food, but the people.
No, the people don't, but the bar kind of
really?
Smells like cigarettes.
So you're a liar is what you're saying, because the vegan buffet doesn't have smelly people in the dive bar?
No, they're like nice.
You're being way too nice.
Whole Foods.
Yeah, oh yeah, Whole Foods smells great. Let's have organic deodorant. I want every chemical known to man killing whatever's inside of me and on top of me.
So I really have no comment to make.
I love these guests. They're so great. They're like, fuck this guy. I'm going to get back on track. Talk about vegan buffets all night.
Vegan, right. Yeah, that's me.
Why Sky Full of Bacon?
Because everybody loves bacon.
Not the vegans.
Except even vegans do. I mean, that's what converts them. That's what lures them over to the dark side, bacon.
So you're like the only gay guy at the frat house being like, it's okay, let's kiss a little bit. And just, it happens.
And say, have some bacon. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it solves everything. So that's how I could lure people is with bacon.
Yeah, yeah. Just kind of like rub it in a few key places.
I like your ideas about rubbing things. One of your recent posts. I don't know if it was recent. It's hot up here. Do you feel the heat, sir?
The only place it's not hot is inside the toaster oven.
Let's you just want to eat the lardo and no, you don't want to wait. That's all it is.
Right.
Is that what that is, the lardo?
That is the lardo. Beautiful white fat. What more could you want?
So. You've just described the relationship of like every single white dude in here. Beautiful white fat. What's more than you want?
Yes.
It looks weird.
I don't think it's going to melt.
It looks like... But oh, you melt it?
It kind of melts into the bread. It's a beautiful thing. Kind of becomes translucent.
This is so weird. In a good way. It's a good thing.
Eat it, Brandon.
I'll eat anything. Just put it in my face and I'll chew on it. That also describes every relationship in this bar.
You know, this is where
put it in Brandon's face, he'll chew on it, see what happens. You might like it.
This is where the live video part would come in
nope.
So handy of
too
watching,
bad.
Watching
theater
people.
Of the mind.
Yeah. Because there's really nothing more compelling than watching people put fat on bread.
Listening to me chew fat on bread would be even better.
Let's see.
Let's just eat it.
Thank you.
Be my guest.
Oh, I'm going to... What else is on this plate here?
All right, so...
Could people just come up and take one if they want, or should we wait?
Somehow we need to get the bread from the toaster oven where it's doing nothing
there
onto these little plates.
Jeremy, could you help out with this? Hey, if anyone needs an internship, we're offering college credit to do this, to walk bread to a plate, and that's not a joke. Colleges are real dumb, and they'll give you credit for anything. So.
It's kind of melting.
What is this?
Okay, let's just eat
it. All right, so first off, we have the lardo.
I didn't even wait for her to describe this stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, her.
Oh.
She's just chewing on stuff and hiding from the microphone right now. Her face is red. She's going to die. And she's brown. You know how hard it is for her face to get red? That's an ethnic joke, Michael. I mean, an ethnic joke.
I'm shocked.
Okay, so what's on the plate here?
All right, so the lardo, which, by the way, I made myself.
You made lardo yourself?
I got some back fat, and I salted it, and I put various herbs and things. And then, you know, so traditionally these marble quarry slaves that you mentioned.
Yes.
They would stuff this into some sort of marble box case thing and press it down real hard, and it would, I don't know, the pressure would, like, help cure it or something. I went to Home Depot and got a couple of marble tiles and just squeezed it.
Are you serious?
That. I'm serious, yeah.
Wow, you put effort into this. Okay, so, what else?
The thing that actually looks like meat is indeed meat. It is... spicy capicola from a place called Riviera, which is over on Harlem Avenue. It's an old school...
Harlem and what?
Around Belmont, I guess.
Okay.
And it's...
I get excited by locations. I know where that is! Continue, sir.
That's pretty tasty.
It's, you know, it's a cured pork product, again, which, you know, and it's just great that there are these little places that, you know, are making stuff like this. You know, they're not popping open the cryovac pack of Boar's Head, but they're actually making this kind of stuff in the shop. And, you know, you should go have it now because probably the health department will chase them all out of business within a few more years. Because, of course, it's
dangerous.
Thanks
for bringing us down.
Yeah.
Okay, what's this donut-type looking thing?
I got that at an Indian sweet shop. I kind of don't know what it is, really, but it's some kind of pastry with way too much frosting on it, and it's, like, soaked in some kind of, you know, sweet, syrupy goo.
And the other thing looks like a pickled chip, a ruffle.
Yeah, that's the oddest. That was, and that's saying a lot. That's from this little Thai shop called PNA, which is up in Lincoln Square, and it's, you know, it's basically like a few Thai snack foods and DVDs.
Wait, is it on Leland?
I don't know. It's kind of on the it's on the bend there.
Yeah. Oh, I know where that is.
Yeah, tiny little shop. Know.
Yeah, I've seen it. It is. You just walk in and you can walk out. That's it.
Yeah. Pretty, yeah. And it's
wait. Isn't that every place ever?
No, but you can't go anywhere. There's no aisles. There's nothing. It's just you go in, you come out.
I just thought you walk in and walk out, as opposed to everywhere ever.
Shut up.
Okay. Thanks, Merle.
So this is like. Yeah, I think it said like lemon and pepper, and it seems to be soaked in some sort of sweet, sticky stuff. It's not very good, really. But, you know, it was interesting.
Why don't you say that? There's a bunch for everyone. This isn't good. Good
luck. Everyone try it. It's strange.
I ate the Indian thing. That was good. It tasted like if anyone's ever eaten those Mexican candies that look like communion. It's a communion wafer with the caramel and then a communion wafer.
Yeah.
You ever seen those?
Yeah, I have.
It tastes like that.
Okay.
And it's like goat cheese or goat's milk type of stuff, I think.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows what that frosting sausage is made of? You know, it's
the capricola could be tasty.
Could be you know, hummus or something for all I know.
All right, what are we doing, the bread thing or what?
It's all right, going.
How about this? Screw this. We'll do the right now, so everyone just I can
hey,
stop
this
staring.
This lemon thing is good.
I really want to just jump
it's
on
good.
The table.
I'm glad you like it.
Everybody could come on up if they want to have any of this. It looks amazing.
It's delicious.
There's on the table, there's a bunch of plates. Feel free. And then after Michael is off the stage, we'll keep toasting bread, and then you can come up and get the rest of it. So just start eating now. And
but if you don't, I will.
Or Esmeralda and I are going to eat every single thing in the bar. Thanks for doing this, by the way. We're not over. We're not done. But thanks for doing this.
I just think there's so many interesting, strange, great things in the city, and you know,
we're one of them.
You describe the way you make this is the same way you make the talk show. You get a peasant from the 15th century in a marble tile, and you smash down on me, and then it's fat, and then I eat it. Should I eat this or no?
Eat it. It's good. I can taste the herbs in the lardo. By the way, it's very nice.
And don't you like just saying lardo, that you actually ate something called lardo?
Yes.
It's like if it was a product at Taco Bell that had, you know,
I wouldn't eat it.
That had like an entire quart of sour cream in it.
I feel like that's disgusting.
What is? I have no idea how to describe that taste.
It's subtle. It's. I don't know.
What does it taste like?
Fat.
I don't know.
Yeah, it does.
Heaven. That's what it tastes like.
No.
Where's your favorite place? Heaven.
Where's your favorite place to get Indian food? I need a new place.
Well, I love Khan Barbecue right at Devon and Western.
What's the name of it?
Khan Barbecue.
K-A-H-N?
K-H-A-N.
Okay. K-H?
K-H-A-N.
Okay.
Because it's run by a Pakistani, not by a Jewish guy. And
okay.
And, you know, it's just, it's a good place where they like grill the meats over fire and stuff like that. And
favorite place for Thai?
For Thai. TAC Quick over on, what's it on, Sheridan? It's near the Sheridan stop on the L. It's
really? Oh, is that the one where you're supposed to order off the menu?
Yes, the secret menu. That's with Thai restaurants. That's the key. You have to find the ones that have the secret menu, because there's like the too sweet American Thai food, and then there's the authentic real Thai food and
that's German food.
German food. That's tough. You know, actually, what I would do is go to Milwaukee.
Just the city, Milwaukee.
Go to the city, Milwaukee. I mean, yeah, because there's like all these cool old German restaurants that, you know, just haven't changed. They've been around forever in Milwaukee. There's a great one called Kegels. yes. And, you know, it's like you're just waiting for, like, the next generation to finally get the joke.
Nope, they get it. They know from day one. We're going to tight vagina. Let's name the restaurant after it. This is amazing.
I think I don't know. In 1895.
I ate all of it.
That's good.
I think my least favorite was the fat. I'm sorry.
That's I liked okay. all of it, Michael.
What's your favorite on the plate?
I don't know. The capicola is pretty great.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Sorry, I'm just chewing it.
How about I tell him about his presents?
Yeah, do that, because I'm going to keep eating.
Okay. We give all our guests presents, and this is a... I don't know if you ever watched the show. It doesn't really matter. We're giving it to you because it's fries with a face on it.
Frylock!
It's an air freshener.
Air freshener.
I don't know if it works still.
Does
kinda
it smell
old.
It's real old.
So hopefully...
But the look of it.
The smell of fries has gone away
now. And now it just smells like desperation.
And then also you get an Ewok Pez dispenser with the Pez candy. Because it's the candy of the gods. Because you know you love Pez. It's so delicious.
My kids will be very excited. I was just reading the book about the making of Spy magazine back in the 80s, and saw the item where they did the original separated at birth, and one of them was Tammy Faye Baker and an Ewok. So
that makes sense.
This is very touching.
She's dead now.
I can't believe you found a way to reference something else with Ewoks, and it was Tammy Faye Baker. You should be on more talk shows.
I actually.
Wink. Segue. It? There it is.
I am actually 1 degree of separation from Tammy Faye. I knew the guy who she eventually wound up marrying after Jim. Believe it or not.
Who was it?
He was a guy who was like a church developer in my hometown, who then dumped his feminist wife for Tammy Faye Baker.
Okay.
It should be a miniseries. I don't know why someone hasn't optioned this yet.
I know
it's
why.
Beautiful.
Let's watch two weird-looking people bang. Nope, let's not watch that. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
Let's plug your stuff. Skyful of Bacon.
Skyfulofbacon.com.
It's not just a web series. It's also a blog. I like the blog. It's fantastic. It's great if you're traveling. I like when you're not in Chicago the most. Because I know a lot of the places where you're talking about, but when you're in North Carolina, I've never heard of that. Now I want to go.
To Mebane, North Carolina, to A&M Grill, yeah.
You're a great writer. I highly recommend it.
We could be there by lunchtime. Let's go.
Okay. I don't got shit to do,
can
ever.
Can I come with?
Nope.
Oh.
You could stay here and eat all the fat.
Yes!
Okay, win-win. And, you also write for The Reader occasionally.
Occasionally, The Reader, Time Out, things
yeah.
like that.
So, check him out. What's the website again?
Skyfullofbacon.com.
Everybody, please put your hands together for Michael Gebert. Jeremy, play the music. Ryan Buds is coming up next. Thanks to Michael. I hope everyone's... Everyone should. There's a few more plates left. You really should try it. It is quite delicious. And
we're not lying. It's good.
No, it's really, really good. No, wait. You want to... Here.
Brandon.
Yeah, what?
Can I borrow your sweater?
Yeah. Why?
I'm really cold.
Okay.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Kevin Maguire, everybody. Kevin Maguire was on the stage.
All right.
What was your favorite of the food?
The capricola.
Why was it so good?
Because I love sausages.
We don't ever get Italian food.
For a second, that's a bad joke.
You know, there's been about 10 innuendos that I didn't bite at, and I could have easily, and I'm very proud of...
Hi, Brandon.
Hi, Kevin.
You've had a really great show tonight. I really wanted to say that. The interview? Amazing.
Amazing.
Okay.
But, Brandon... I'm not just here to compliment you. I'm here to make an announcement. I, tonight, have founded the Brandon Weatherby Fan Club. No. I'm the founding member.
Okay.
And this is our second member, Stacy.
It's Sally.
Right, Sally.
Hi, Sally.
Right.
Hi.
She's a really big fan of yours, Brandon. And I told her that I knew you personally, so I thought I would introduce you. So, Sally, this is Brandon.
It's nice to meet you.
Hi. It's really nice to meet you. I'm your biggest fan. I listen to your podcast all the time.
Okay. Oh, my God.
That's great. And this is Esmeralda.
Hi.
Anyway, Brandon, she's a huge fan. I'm going to have her speak a little bit, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi. It's really nice to meet you.
Hi.
My name is Sally.
Okay.
I live in Chicago. I'm 28.
Okay.
I like long walks on the beach.
Okay. I think you're in the wrong city, but that's okay.
Sally, thanks so much. Please, that was really great. I have some really important business that I have to talk to Mr. Weatherby about, so why don't you go hang out in the green room, and I'll meet up with you later, okay?
Okay.
Okay, great.
It was nice to meet you.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye, Sally.
Thanks.
Sally, everybody. Sally.
I don't know how much longer I could have kept that up.
Keep what up?
Being nice to you. Fuck. Yeah, Brandon, I started this fan club. I don't know if you realize this, but I don't really like you.
I know. You. Every week you tell me how much you hate
yeah,
me.
Yeah, well, it's true. One day maybe it'll actually set in. But anyway, I started this fan club because I thought it'd be a really good way to meet chicks. And I think it's working. But I haven't quite sealed the deal yet, all right?
Okay.
You got to help me out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. I told her that there would be a meet and greet tomorrow night. What are you doing? Come on, man.
I'm busy tomorrow help night. Me out. I can't do tomorrow night. Maybe Esmeralda's probably free. Merle, are you what? Free tomorrow night?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking about knives.
Okay.
It can't be her. It has to be you. Because I think that Sally or Stacy or whatever her fucking name is, she's sexually attracted to yelling. And I really need you to do it for me.
I'm not helping you in this at all.
Well, it doesn't matter. We don't have to have a meet and greet because we can just have it in the alley outside of your tiny West Town apartment.
This sounds like rape. Kevin, you're going to rape a girl.
Just, can I borrow your tie?
No, you can't borrow my tie. Kevin, get off the stage. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin McGuire is a rapist. I don't want it back now that you've touched it with your rape body. Coming to the stage is someone that's nothing like Kevin McGuire. A very, very funny man. Please put your hands together, everybody, for Ryan Buds, everybody. Ryan Buds.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, Brandon. Give it up for Brandon setting this up every first Monday every month. Right, Brandon? That's good stuff. Great to be here. Good food. Thanks, Mike, for bringing that in. I thought it was weird and ironic that you got the Ewok Pez dispenser because I'm pretty sure you are George Lucas moonlighting as a food critic for this podcast tonight, but I'm not sure. You got the whole look. It's not a very good podcast joke to do that.
It's very, very, Mariana. Very visual.
Very visual.
Yeah.
Well, let's describe. George Lucas has a gray goatee and a nice set of glasses. And some salt and pepper pompadour-looking hair thing going on. So that's Michael. That's George Lucas. We all learned a little bit about those two tonight. Great to be here, you guys. I shouldn't make fun of people's appearances. I don't have the greatest appearance myself. I was looking at myself in the mirror. I have really weird hair patterns. I have hair that starts up here, and then it stops, and then it's here, and then it stops, and then it's here. And it's like God designed my hair while he was on a jet ski hitting wakes. Like, hair. He hits a jump. This guy's never getting laid. I do a lot of stuff about my parents. I do agree that I do believe God created all of us, as you can tell from that last joke, because that's way easier to imagine than my parents having sex in 1985. I think that's really gross. I know my parents stumbling in after a midnight showing of Back to the Future. Karen, come here. Tom, get off me. Too late, I'm done. Then I was born. I don't want to think about that. That's creepy. I saw this recently. Saw Prince said he's done with the internet, you guys. Prince said the internet's over. He's taking his website and all his music off the internet. He says the internet's over is a medium. Hey, Prince, do you know where I read that news article? On the fucking internet. Where am I supposed to get my news from? I can just call up Prince every day to see what's going on in the world. Like, hey, what's up, Prince? It's Ryan. Yeah, what's the weather look like today, buddy? Purple rain? Every day, Prince. Every day I call you for the weather. And he feed me that line. Prince is a little weird. I'm a little weird myself. I just got engaged somehow. That was exciting. I got engaged. Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot. We're not even married yet. She's already talking about wanting to have kids. Which I think is crazy. I'm all for having kids, but let's let the sperm leave my body before we assign it a name. How about that? That's a little creepy. Just really weird to think there's someone named Tyler floating around my balls right now. We're not naming it Tyler either if we have a boy, because I don't want it to grow up to make shitty sitcoms about fat black families on TV. It's not going to happen in my house. My mom said, you're supposed to name the kid based on the first thing that comes to your mind when you hold the baby when it comes out. She's like, don't plan a name. It'll just come to you based on the first thing you think of when you hold the baby. I'm like, that would be weird if that was true. We'd have a lot of weird named kids run around. Be like, hey, what's up? My name's Squinty. That's my brother, Fat Cheeks, and there's our sister, Gooey. So we're going to start the new Little Rascals 2010 edition with these names. Fun stuff. I don't want to have kids because I don't want to discipline them. We were talking about that. We were talking about disciplining our kids. We're not going to say shh or be quiet if they get out of a control screaming in a store or something. We're just going to go, chaplain! We're going to teach them early on that chaplain means to be silent, like a Charlie Chaplin movie. And if they don't do that, we're going to carry around a black Sharpie marker and draw a Charlie Chaplin mustache on their face when they're loud. And they might think that's cool at first to have a mustache running around the mall, but they'll realize pretty soon the reason they don't have any friends is because they look like a miniature Hitler. And nobody likes a miniature Hitler on the playground dictating all the rides and attractions at a playground. I don't want to have teenagers. I don't want my kids to grow up to be teenagers. I think that'll be really awkward. My friend Dan was just telling me about the first time he hooked up with a girl when he was 15, and he was in her bedroom at home, and he had her boob in his mouth for the first time, and he's getting some action, and her dad swung open the door to give her a phone call, and my friend Dan turned to see who was coming in the room, and his mouth made this noise off the boob, and then the dad threw the phone against the wall and stormed out of the house. I never want to have to be that dad, you know? It's really awkward to have that sound effect and that memory ingrained in my head for the rest of my life. I couldn't be around when anyone's singing karaoke to the song Lollipop. Where'd Ryan go? He just flipped a table. He looked really pissed. Yeah, he has a problem with the sound effects in this song. He doesn't mind the lolly, but he hates the p-. That's not his thing. I did the wedding registry. We've been doing a lot of that, doing the wedding registry. Went to Bed Bath & Beyond. They give you this gun, and you go and scan everything you want people to buy you that you would never buy yourself. And I think it's cool with technology they give you that gun. But give, the girls the gun. Give me, a laser tag gun to play with all the other miserable husbands in the store. That would be fun. Something for me to do. Or give me a taser gun so I can knock myself out and take a nap in a beanbag chair while she picks out fucking napkin rings. That would be great. I don't want to know about that. I was telling my friend about that. He's like, dude, napkin rings, that doesn't sound so bad, registering for those. He goes, napkin rings, same size as cock rings, woo! It's like, well, how did you come to that conclusion? What kind of honeymoon do you think I'm going on, friend? That's weird. I don't want to do that. Another thing about cock rings, I'd never want to have to go and buy one. I would just try and find something cock ring shaped around the house. I think that would be a lot easier than having to go buy a cock brand cock ring or something. I just looking around the house. Funyuns, yeah, let's do it. That sounds good. Might be a little crummy in the crotch area, but it'll smell awesome, right? I wanted to register for China. That's what she's trying to get me to do. She's like, we should register for China. Should we get the thin China? Should we get the durable China? What kind of China should we get? I'm like, I don't know. I've never eaten off of China. I'm used to eating off a burger wrapper in my lap while I'm driving. We shouldn't register for China. We should register for laundry soap so you can get these bacon stains out of my pants. Bacon stains khaki. It's one of the coolest stains they have, though, bacon. It is. You can't really complain. No one ever complains about a bacon stain. You're like, oh, yeah, it looks a little tacky, but it smells delicious in here. No. If you have a bacon stain, no one's ever like, oh, go open a window. Somebody's like, shut the door and find the source. We need, I think the ghost of Jimmy Dean's floating around here. Smells great. He just died recently. That joke's accurate. Doing a lot of stuff. We're registering. She wants to be the ice cube couple. That's what she told me. She wants to be the ice cube couple. She wants to get a bunch of different ice cube shapes. So when people come over to our parties, they have different shapes to put in their drinks, and people will know us as the ice cube couple. She's like, what do you think about that? What kind of shapes should we get? What kind of sizes should we get? I'm like, I don't know. It depends on what shapes and sizes you want to see melt when no one shows up to our stupid parties. You can't put have an ice day on the invitation and expect people to show up. That's a Schwarzenegger line from a bad Batman movie. Our friends have seen that. We're about to be the breakup couple if you come up with more ideas like that. Also a new Tyler Perry sitcom coming out, The Breakup Couple. You guys check it out, TBS, in January. Believe it or not, overweight black people on the show. It's going to be great. Badly characterized. It'll be fun. I'm doing a lot of shopping. Had to get some underwear recently. My friend's like, dude, you should get boxer briefs. They keep your junk together, but they give you a little room. I'm like, why are we having this conversation? I don't want to wear anything with the word brief in the title because the underwear is the last thing my girlfriend sees before she sleeps with me, and I don't want her thinking the word brief at all. And that's why I get it on in long johns. They come in 3-packs, and then you just got to cut out a hole like you're Amish. Amish crowds hate that joke. They always have a lot of questions for me after I do that joke, mostly like, what's that thing you're holding? Yeah. Microphone. All right.
Wait, let's listen.
What's going on? Is that an Amish guy?
Let's figure out what's going on.
Is that an Amish fella on a cell phone?
No.
Oh, boy.
No, wait, what's going on?
That is an important Amish phone call. He's leaving the back of the bar. Good stuff. I like that crowd control. That was good.
We can still hear him if we're quiet.
Do we talk about? I'm going to do another visual joke. You look like Paul F. Tompkins tonight. Did anyone say that?
Yeah.
The mustache.
Yeah, you told me that.
All right, cool. Does that work on podcast?
No, not at all.
Great.
Yeah.
back to the other stuff that I've been writing for 6 years. All right. Good stuff, everybody. I was doing a lot of shopping, like I said, the wedding register and everything. We were in a store, and they had sexy coupons. Those kind of caught my eye. They're little books. We were at Spencer Gifts. That's like where we do a lot of shopping. They had these little coupon books, and I don't know what kind of relationship you have to be in to try and cash in one of those sexy coupons. You're basically saying, baby, your body's like a store, but I want a discount. So bend over like the cartoon shows, yeah. My girlfriend would not accept the sexy coupon, but I'm hoping to get some shower sex on layaway. I don't think that's going to happen. If she does do it, it's going to be some clearance bin shower sex because she's not going to really want to do it. That was a joke I told myself not to tell and decided to spit out anyway. That's how those go. I would like to bring those sexy coupons to a place that accepts competitors' coupons. I think that would be really fun. Like a drive-thru somewhere, you know. Like, I'll take a cheeseburger, chocolate shake, and one oily hand job. The guy's like, pull around. We gotta stop this policy, everybody. My hand's cramping up. And it's really hard to give the hand jobs out of this little window. Need a tip cup out here or something. Doing okay on time? Is that you flashing me the light? Should I keep talking visual here? I think.
Yeah, you should always acknowledge the light.
Creating a nice kaleidoscope for the listener at home. That's good stuff.
Let's strip away the mystery.
I carry my wallet in my front pocket, you guys. I don't know if you can see that. That's a one guy. Kind of a bad fashion choice. I don't know if you do it. I read in a magazine you're less likely to get pickpocketed that way, but now I just have people staring at this awkward lump in my thigh all day long. Girls coming up to me with this look on their face like this, you got a hernia there? What's going on? This guy rocking a square boner? What's happening in Rogers Park? This is creepy. My wallet's fat for all the wrong reasons. It's not full of cash. It's full of gift cards with like 30 cents left on them. I can't even give those away. Even my 8-year-old nephew knows Circuit City closed like a year ago. Got to trick him on his birthday. My sister's like, that's what you're going to give him? A gift card with that little money? That's you going to give him that for his birthday? So I'm like, okay. I'll teach him something about economics. So I bought him 2 shares in Blockbuster. Kid's going to learn something. I can't carry a money clip. A lot of guys do that. But with a money clip, you could see how little money I'd have at all times. I just have to fake it. I'd have like a single wrapped around a stack of napkins. Like, there's my money clip. Hey, you guys can laugh now, but I'm going to be happy after I eat that McChicken and I can wipe my mouth off. A lot of guys carried condoms in their wallets in high school. I was not one of those guys. I did not carry condoms in my wallet. I carried stomach medicine in my wallet. That was the kind of action I was prepared for. My friends would be like, why don't you carry condoms? Why do you carry Tums? I'm like, because shit happens. Sex doesn't. I'm prepared. I went to prom by myself. I did. I went to prom by myself, which is really awkward when you're a senior because you're friends' parents come over to one person's house and they take pictures of all the couples lined up together. And it's like, guy holding date, guy holding date, guy holding date. And me on the end, like, thumbs up. Let's keep this one out of the yearbook, everybody. And no need to tell everybody my mom bought me this boutonniere. I pinned it on myself. So let's turn that into a joke at some point in the future. I'm Ryan Buds. Thank you guys so much. It's a lot of fun.
Woo!
Appreciate it.
Ryan Buds, everybody. Ryan is the first guest ever to use the microphone stand as an interview device.
I don't like to hold things still.
I noticed.
I thought this would be visually funny. I'm going for a theme.
It's a good
here
idea.
Tonight.
Ryan, you live in the suburbs. I always like to mention that because that means you drove far to be here.
I did.
And I thank you for that.
You mentioned that last time I was on the cast.
I can't fathom people driving. It blows my mind, and I'm proud of you. By the way, everybody, Claudio just walked in. Time to buy a tamale and then wrap it up with some prosciutto. Claudio, everybody, buy prosciutto. What is it called?
Capricola.
Claudio, everybody, best man in Chicago. Or not. No one agrees with me. Fine. Ryan, why didn't you just date your friend? He should have just dated girls without fathers. Because I found that if you date girls without fathers in high school, you can do way more than suck tits, and no one's ever going to come home.
Brandon, this kid was 15 at the time.
Are you, I know.
You were doing more than sucking tits at 15?
I was busy.
Really?
I got like 40 abortions that year.
40. You got 40?
I got 40 abortions.
You got knocked up 40 times.
I got knocked up. It was the plumbing was all screwed up.
Oh, boy.
It's a Catholic school thing, you know? You don't get taught the right. The health classes in Catholic school are all skewed. I'm taking the morning after pill every day, just vomiting, don't know why.
At 15.
Yeah, it wasn't a good set of years.
You know, I got to rewrite that, Joe.
I think, just live it. Relive it. Be like, I'm going to go back. What? Back to the Future just should have been him fucking like eighth grade.
That would be good. That's just illegal to show, but that would be great.
Yeah, but he's so short. How is that illegal?
Oh, that's what you were going for.
Yeah.
Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, he's so short. That's not a real person.
Yeah.
It's like true. A short little rapist. Like Kevin Maguire, everybody. That's a callback.
Short little rapist in a puffy jacket.
What? You added the puffy jacket. You just did 40 sets in 30 days.
I did, yeah. I wrapped it up September. I just did the whole month of September. I was trying to...
What was the point of this?
I was kind of trying to set a goal for myself. There's a lot of times living, like you said, in the suburbs where I'm like, it'll be a Sunday, mm-hmm. and I'm like, should I go downtown and do a mic? I'm like, nah, I'll just relax. It's Sunday. You know, I worked the weekend or whatever
it was. And that's the Lord's Day. Yeah.
That's where I get most of my abortions done.
Yeah.
Is that when you would pick? Only Sundays.
Which was stupid because I fuck a lot on Monday. It's like 72-hour pill ain't going to work, dummy. Time to go to Great America.
Only 52.
Use that season pass.
Only 52 Sundays in the year, and you were only 12 away.
Yeah. That was my goal of the year when I was 15. It's like, I got to get an abortion a week. And that's why I got a Great America pass. The giant drop had a lot of purposes in my life that year.
That was a euphemism, wasn't it?
Nope.
All
right. I literally went on the giant drop. And then I gave girls abortions like the movie Fear. Thanks, Claudia.
You're welcome. There's a good line to thank on there.
Yeah. I got material. I'm going to Gold Star. I'm going to kill.
We have fun up here, don't we?
We do. It's a blast.
A good time. No, so I did that as a goal just to try and do as many sets as
and
I
you
could.
You did it.
I did, yeah. I did 10 more than I had planned on doing, so that was exciting.
I'm sure your fiance is very upset with you that you just
She
did
was
this.
a little pissy. We got a new dog on like September 2nd.
You're
and
a
I'm like,
dick.
See you later.
You didn't plan that well at all.
Peace out. It was my idea to get the dog, and we had bills going on, and I was never home. So it was a little weird to do it that month, but
good decision.
It was fun. Yeah, definitely. I got a lot of killer new stuff you heard tonight out of it. A lot of uproarious.
Ryan,
uproarious lines.
How much do you like whiskey and pills?
Whiskey and pills?
Yeah, because I don't think a lot of the comics that I like could do that.
I'm more of a pot brownie and Coors Light kind of guy.
That's why you live in the suburbs.
It is why I live in the suburbs.
You like the beer that tells you when it's cold.
That's right. I can't. How else would I know?
That's true.
How else would I figure that
Everything's got to look like piss, mm-hmm. or I'm not drinking it.
That's right.
That's also what I did at 15. Chicks love when you drink their piss at 15, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, you're back.
I'm back. I never let it go. How do I get over that awesome year?
I don't know.
That's the best year ever. All I'm trying to do is recreate that. Oh, but man. I can't.
This is why I come to the city. I got to learn about piss drinking. And in the 40. Suburbs, we just eat shit. And it's a little lopsided.
Well, because shit's heavier.
It down. No, all right.
If on the scales of justice... The shit side's going to be a lot lower.
I posted this joke on my Facebook status with no comments today. You want to hear it? Hey, everybody. That game Scategories turns out not so good at it because it's not about naming different types of shits I've taken.
So no comments and no laughs.
That's right. No audible comments here tonight.
Let's plug your shit. Where are you going to be?
I run a show every Thursday in Forest Park called Cheap Shots.
Which is great because I went to school near there, and if you want to feel good about what you did after high school, go to where everyone that still lived in that... I can't finish the statement. I'm trying to insult people, but I sound like an idiot.
That's all right.
Too many abortions.
Yeah, I was going to say mention an abortion again. Round it out. No, Thursday
Rahm Emanuel.
Thursday nights, place called Scrine Chops. It's a really good pork chop house. Scrine Chops.
No, this exists.
It's a real place, yeah. We're on the second floor of a pork chop house.
Oh, let's go there.
It's You're pretty full good. Of shit.
I'm not full of shit. That's good stuff. There's pork chops, applesauce.
What time is the show? Like 3 p.m.?
No. It's the restaurant opens at like 5, and the show's at 9 on Thursdays.
How late is it to go for?
Like 11-ish.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it's a bar, too. It's
at
not just a
pork chop
restaurant.
Shop.
Pork chop shop, yeah.
Are they different pork chops, or do they just serve one type of pork chop?
No, they have a bunch of different types of pork chops.
Let's go.
All right.
You know what they have that are great that you guys as food connoisseurs would love? They have an excellent slider menu where they have pulled pork sliders, they have pork tenderloin sliders, and
but
they
is
put,
this like excellent in terms of wait, Forest Park food? So it's like good or like real
it's
people?
It's more
food.
Bar food. It's
do
not so much restaurant
chop
food.
Sliders?
Yeah, they have. Okay, well, they have pork tenderloin.
Why would you want a pork chop slider? The whole fucking thing is the
chops.
Bone.
They do pork chops.
It's all separate.
Makes sense.
Well, here's the kicker. They put a scoop of mashed potatoes on every slider with the meat.
That's horrible.
To
no.
hide the meat flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So it slides down. It's pretty decent though. You'd like it, I think.
Speaking of sliding down, we have gifts for you.
What do you got for me here?
The autobiography of Steve Allen.
Well,
careful.
Oh,
the cover
there goes
falls
the cover.
Off.
That's
this
a classic.
This is pretty good.
Yeah, I know.
I'll read this.
We thought of you.
Thank you.
And a squeezy ball to so you can squeeze it for stress.
Oh, okay.
Because you have a normal job.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you live in the suburbs.
I do. I need all the stress management I can get.
And you go to this place called Scrine Shops.
Scrine Shops.
Whatever it's called.
Ladies and gentlemen, people would find you online. Your website's amazing. You could buy your album there.
No. You could go to my website and check it out. It's just myname.com.
So you
Butts.
Have an album, but no one could buy it.
I don't have any more of them. So
you
I didn't want to say. Yeah, I only ordered like 100.
Still?
Yeah.
Sell out, literally. You're
people
like a real big fish song.
On the road.
You
people
sold out. Real in a good
fish.
Way.
Are we going to end on a real big fish reference?
That's all. Fine, abortions. Jeremy Tromberg, everybody. Clap for Ryan Butts, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for sticking around, everybody. Esmeralda, how are you enjoying the food?
I was actually going to offer this plate to Katie, and then I forgot.
Katie, you got to speed up. Katie, what are you drinking?
There's more plates.
What do you think
like
I'm
one.
Drinking? What do you think I'm drinking?
Whiskey.
Same thing I always drink. Maker's and Diet.
There's clapping for whiskey. Oh.
You know me.
Katie's adjusting her leg for the listener at home. Katie, could you hold the microphone? There you go. I feel uncomfortable anytime I try to handle a lady.
I feel like we're on The View.
We are on The
Barbara.
View.
Barbara.
This is. I'm Barbara.
I think you're Barbara.
That's good, right? Mm-hmm. I'm the boss.
She's the best.
Who would you be? Would you be a guest or would you be one of the ladies on The View?
Whoopi.
You'd be Whoopi?
I'm Whoopi Goldberg.
James Fritz is here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I feel like I can't say anything or else I'm going to inevitably steal James Fritz's material. So I'm going to try. I could use some of it? Okay. I really want to say your bits. I
why don't you just do it but then go trademark James Fritz?
No, I'll forget. I just want to stare at you beautiful ladies eating food and drinking whiskey.
Do you want to play?
Me?
Do you eat meat?
I eat all kinds of meat.
Zing! Okay. Zing, zang, zang! Bing, bang, bop!
No, I was going to say, would you like a plate of...
I will
that.
Not eat buffalo, though, because that's my favorite animal.
Is that because you hate Native Americans and you don't go down on Native Americans?
I'm Native American.
So you hate your own kind?
No, I won't eat buffalo because I'm Native
American.
So
you won't go down on Indians because you hate your own kind.
Those fucking white people butchered them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's sort of like
you have the whitest eyes I've ever seen. You have the most white lady. You have the most white lady eyes.
I'm white as shit and I'm Native American, so there's kind of like this racial paradox. There's this big, big conflict.
What's your makeup? What's your background, Katie?
I was speaking with this. I was speaking about this with someone tonight. I'm a
really?
Mutt. I'm a mutt.
So am I.
Are you?
Are we related?
Are you German?
Probably.
Do you know
my dad? Are you my dad? Do you know my dad?
I'm your father. I'm 82 years old.
You look amazing for
thank
82.
Thank you. Botox, baby. Botox.
That's all it is Botox?
All Botox.
Not a wrinkle on your face.
Yeah, I know.
I bet your
it's
back
amazing.
Is disgusting. Just liver spots.
She just
you'll
got
never
pins
see it.
Back there holding
but
all
it
the
is.
Fat
would you just say, I'll never see it?
No, you'll never see it.
What is this, a dare?
No, it's a fact.
Ooh. Now it's not like The View.
Are you going to knife fight out back later?
You going to shank me?
What's
no,
going on?
Probably just sip some coffee.
I'm okay with you shanking me.
Wow. Well, we got the murder thing out of the way now. She's going to let you shank her. Because we got the food and the murder.
So times like this, I'm really glad I'm single, because I don't know how to read people. And I don't know if
single.
I should say something real dirty.
Wait, what?
Real murdery, real abortion-y, or moderate.
All of them.
Wait, did you just not hear yourself? You just said you were single.
I'm glad I'm not single.
Oh.
Oh.
See? Oh, see, everyone was with
what
me on that
fuck?
One.
What the fuck?
No, you said you're glad you're single.
Oh.
Freudian slip, Brandon.
Listen, I want to fuck everyone on stage right now. At first I'd start with Jeremy, then Merle and I would eat, then you and me and Jeremy would go at it, then Merle and I would eat more, then Esmeralda and I wouldn't even fuck because we'd just slip and slide over all the food. Is that, that's what
toaster.
I've been thinking the whole night, okay?
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
Look at Jeremy.
Yeah, he's cute.
Holy shit. I feel like an asshole. Why do I even dress up? Look at that man. Goddamn beautiful.
You look adorable.
He's always behind me making things sound pretty.
That's what happens when a man wants to fuck you.
And he says things like that. And you're drinking whiskey and she has food and there's meats everywhere.
Mmm, meat.
I think I'm going to kill myself tonight because this can't be topped.
Quit
Katie,
while you're ahead.
I should have quit years ago. Katie, you played here, what, like 2 months ago? She played a while ago.
A month ago.
And the first 30 seconds, I hated your music.
Really?
Yeah, no joke. I was like, this is awful. Within 2 minutes, I was like, this is really good. And within 20 minutes, I was asking her to play back. So
it
you're
just
great.
Escalated?
Yeah, you're really, really good, and I'm excited to see you play. And I think
Thank
the
you.
Listener at home or on the train, because it's a podcast.
Wait, I'm not going to let this thing go that you hated me at first.
Oh, I hated it the first 30 seconds.
What do you mean you hated it at first? What was
I didn't
it?
Like it. Anything
Why?
About it. I didn't like it. I thought you were insincere.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. By the end of the second verse, though, I was like, it's good. I get it.
All right.
I turned around.
I'm going to hold that against you.
So it's a compliment.
I don't know how our relationship's going to work out now.
It doesn't matter.
All right. Well, as long as you want to
I can never
down.
See you again and be okay with that.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
No, because we have this beautiful audio document of this time we've spent together. You took that the wrong way, lady. You got a lot
do.
Of growing up to do. Is Johnston... Okay.
Like I said, I'm 82.
What'd you say?
I'm 82 years fucking old.
I think you shouldn't have added the fuck where you added it. You shouldn't have used it that way. I'm 82 fucking years old, fine. I'm fucking 82 years old. I'm 80 fucking 2 years old. Come on. You're better than that.
I don't
or maybe
I
you're not. You're
I'm
not
really
better
not.
Than that. Yeah.
I'm really
We
not.
Have gifts for you.
You have gifts for me?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You obviously haven't been watching the show. What do we have
not
for
really.
Merle?
It's the VHS tape of the Sesame Street's Rock and Roll.
Oh, my God.
With songs such as Monster in the Mirror, It's Hip to Be a Square, and I Can't Get No Cooperation.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, because VHSs are my favorite, and I actually just got a VCR.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
it's the hippest thing ever.
Thank you so much.
You're
I
welcome.
I really appreciate that. Count with an Elvis costume.
Because they're rock and roll.
No, they're rock and rolling.
Are you going to play some tunes for us?
Yeah, maybe.
Give her a minute, literally. I hated it for the first minute. I liked it in the end.
Fuck you, Brandon.
I liked it in the end. Jeremy's going to play for a little bit. We're going to set Katie up. Please stick around. Thanks, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together one last time for Jeremy Tromberg and two great bands, The Ragtones and Otter Petter. Katie, are you ready to play?
I am.
Without further ado, everybody, listen with your ears. Is that a good intro? You like
Not
that?
Not your pussies.
Hey! That was funny. Katie Jo Nob, everybody! Katie Jo Nob!
Where you going when you
Originals, obviously, because we had a copyright restriction threaten. So I wrote all of these. This next one's called Italian. For all you Italians, I would never say anything about beautiful Italians. Ziti. Baked ziti. Little Italian won't break your heart.
Tillman.
Time to have?
How much time you want?
Oh, really? Okay.
You know I'm not paying you, right?
I never do get paid for what I do.
Yeah, after. Close the bar.
What do you mean, close the bar? Sorry, I just changed my string today. They're a little bit out of tune.
Man, I found a friend who was just as sick as you in a rough looking German like him.
Thank you.
tell me that. Said, told me a story how he'd been at bay. In one side and now the other, and that's my girl.
Gentlemen, that's the end of the recording. Katie's going to play one more, and that's a reason why you should come to the live show, listener at home. You want your whiskey, don't you? What did you just do? You went to grab your whiskey. No, but you grabbed the whiskey before you punched me in the face to have whiskey strength. Whiskey strength. Katie, do enough. Katie, where can people find you online? That mic's on.
Unfortunately, all I have is a MySpace.
Everyone has a MySpace. You love robots and teens.
It's really dying out, but I'll try harder.
But still, until there's a Facebook thing for... whatever. She's on MySpace. Just Google Katie Jo Knob, and she made her last name impossibly difficult to spell. K-N-A-U-B.
You got it.
Yeah, I got it.
You got it. Many people don't.
I'm not illiterate.
You're a smart man.
Thanks. Go to Katie Jo Knob. Ryan Buds, go to ryanbuds.com. And Skyfull of Bacon, thank you, Michael, for doing this. Thank you so much. Everybody should go to all of those websites. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a wonderful evening.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.